My guest on Book Notes this month is poet, memoirist, and academic Anthony Mole, who is the winner of the 2022 Gene Feldman Poetry Prize, and this is given out by Washington Writers Publishing House. It's for a work called You Cannot Save Here. It's a great pleasure to welcome Anthony back. Thanks for coming in again.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's so good to see you.
Let's start out with the Washington Writers Publishing House, for those who might not be in the family as you now are.
It's this really cool model. It started in the late 70s. It is a cooperative press. And that word's sort of been taken and changed a little bit, but what it meant in the 70s, what it still means to WWPH, is everyone who works in the press has published, who've been invited back to stay. And so the model is they only publish through contest. The year you win is sort of your author year. The next year is your editor year. You stay on to judge the next year's contest. And then after that, you have the option of sort of parting ways or staying on. And so everyone who is staff there are people who have decided to stay on and continue the press.
So the last time that we had you here was for your memoir, Out of Step. And I've been thinking about what our joint professor, Marianne Winnick, used to say. She said to me once when I told her that I was so terrified of poetry, she said, really, memoir is an extension of poetry. Mm. What do you think of that idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I think for me, I do my best not to care about genre, to just write. And then whatever comes out, I'll let an editor or someone figure out how to categorize that. And so, yeah, I think the vast majority of my poems are true, and the vast majority of my poems are autobiographical. And so, absolutely, for me, the only real difference is line breaks, or is it full sentences or paragraphs? And even then, I have some prose poems in the new book, so even that gets blurry at times. If you're the type of writer who cares about language, then they're sort of really intimately tied together, sometimes the same thing.
It's been described, I see, as poems that ask what we do with the small moments that matter when so much around us, climate disaster, gun violence, pandemic, wars, makes us feel apocalyptic. So give us an example of how you have approached this.
So this piece I'm going to read is called You Cannot Save Here. I think something like 29 of the poems in the collection share a title with the collection itself. So this is one of those. And this one is after Muriel Rukeyser, this amazing feminist poet, and Amy Mann, a singer-songwriter of the 90s. You cannot save here. Don't look up from the text when the water laps at the sill like polite Pisidian missionary. Remember, the only gospel our parents lost decades gave us was learning to love the despised backside of houses. And what mark will the city herself leave when she retreats? A variegated bloom? A morning after bruise? What I'm asking is, how long can I sit here, save me, playing as the carpets drink up the end? The door is unlocked. Come read Rukeyser with me until the lights flicker out.
Anthony Mole, author and academic, reading from You Cannot Save Here. They are the winner of the 2022 Gene Feldman Poetry Prize through the Washington Writers Publishing House. There's more at washingtonwriters.org. Thank you so much, Anthony, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be back.